Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, and a very pleasant good afternoon, Indian fans. I'm Dave Kalp, along with Neil Spencer. We're going to bring you some senior night action here at Fort Recovery. We got the Versailles Tigers coming in here, coached by Joe Harmon. They come in here at a 9-8 clip. Exact same record that we got, Spencey. And they're 4-3 in the MAC, and we are 4-4 in the MAC. So we'd like to take around them here a little bit tonight. We'll see what happens. We're getting ready for the senior display here this evening. Actually, the Indians have three good seniors. We've got Kendrick Wendell. We've got Brock Deuce. And help me out, Spencey. Who's my other guy? Who am I missing?
Marcus Garkey.
There we go.
Yep. Yep, they are introducing the seniors here. That's awesome.
Yeah, we got Brock Deuce and his mom and dad coming out, and Isaac Lefevre doing the broadcasting here for the senior night. I will tell you this, for the Versailles Tigers, 8 of the 9 starters are seniors. The other one's a junior. So they are a very senior-laden team.
Yes.
For Coach Harmon.
I remember thinking last year, man, they have a lot of juniors. I don't remember how many seniors they have. You look on there, and there's juniors everywhere. Yeah, and now they're seniors. And looks like
no sophomores on the lineup here for the Versailles Tigers. We'll go over the lineup here. Eli McElDowney will lead off. He'll be out in center field. Carson Bay will be batting second. He'll be at second base. Noah McElDowney will be at shortstop. He'll be batting third. Jacob Treon, he'll be on the mound tonight. He'll be batting cleanup. Looks like Ryan Kanapke will be playing third. DHing for him will be Caleb Rush, another senior. Pair of seniors there. Jake Carman will be out in right field. He'll be batting sixth. Ben Ruhenkamp will be at first base. He'll be batting seventh. Ethan Stover will be behind the plate. Batting eighth, and Trey Mills will be out in left field. All seniors right there except for Ethan Stover, the only junior on the lineup for the Versailles Tigers in here at 9-8. For the Fort Recovery Indians, it's going to go like this. Troy Homan will lead off, and he'll be out in center field. Landon Post batting second. He'll be at second. Cale Ram will be out in left field batting third. Marcus Garkey behind the plate batting fourth. Riggs Toby, he'll be out in right field. He'll be batting fifth. Kendrick Wendell will be at first base. He'll be batting sixth. Wyatt Benn will be DHing for Alex Deuce, who will be at shortstop. Bo Tin, he's the starter tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians. He's on the mound. And Brock Deuce, batting ninth, playing third base for the Fort Recovery Indians. Looks like Versailles is going to come out, take a little infield. We have a little time to chat. We'll take a couple commercial breaks, and we'll be back, and we'll get to talking more baseball.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery. We're getting ready for Indian baseball. Indians against the Versailles Tigers tonight. Next Tuesday night, a week from tonight, we'll be at Delphi St. John's in our opening sectional game against the Blue Jays. The Indians drew an 8 seed, and Delphi has the 6 seed, so we'll have to make the trip up north, play the Blue Jays on their field and kick their butts, and then we'll worry about the next game. But we got a pretty tough draw there. I tell you what, it's probably going to be, looking at it, if we can get past the Blue Jays, probably going to be, I don't know, Lima Perry's a 4 seed, New Bremen's a 7 seed. Perry's coming in at 16-1, so
yeah,
we didn't get to play them this year, and be interesting to see how things turn out for the New Bremen boys. Last night we had a nice game against the Cardinals, come out on top 5-3. Got to listen to a little bit of you and Bobby last night and meant to get over there and just couldn't get out fast enough, so. One of those things, and didn't know the final score until later on. And I texted Bubs. I said, we had the lead, and he said, 5-3. It's a great win. So
yes, it was.
Nice victory for the Indians last night. Makes them even 4-4 in the MAC, and Tigers coming in here at 4-3. So Indians looking to get 5 wins in the MAC. That's always a good goal and good accomplishment because we've got some great teams in the MAC, as always, and Indians had their chance to get a couple of them, and you know, we could be a little better, but we're 8-8 right now. We got a lot of young guys. We've got 3 seniors on the squad doing their senior night tonight, Spencey, and I hope they have a good game and perform well.
Yeah, we hit the ball well last night, almost all the way up and down the lineup, and Marcus Garkey was outstanding last night behind the plate and at the plate.
Good.
He just he hit the ball hard. We had several guys hit the ball hard. Took New Bremen. Neither team had played for a week. For 7 days.
Oh, we had so much rain there. It was just
and
terrible.
We started hitting before they did. They finally got their bats going a little bit in the, I think it was fifth or sixth inning, and they scored 3 runs. But so they're going to give Lima Perry a pretty good run for the money. They're a better team than 9-8, and so are we. But we'll see how that goes next week for them. And if we get past Delphus, we would play Perry or New Bremen, and after that we'd play, I can't remember who.
We'll worry about that when the time comes, yeah. I'd say. The girls, now the girls will play on Thursday night at home. They have their first sectional game, and we wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery girls. They finished last night. I saw they won 8-2 maybe?
Yeah, something like that. 6-1, I can't remember what it was, but they were ahead the whole time, so they did very well. They were
absolutely very, very good. Well, it looks like Coach is coming out here to the batter's box, getting ready to do the lineups and go over the home field and talking to the umpires. Looks like Trent Beckman's going to be behind the plate here tonight.
Yep. I don't recognize the other official.
No. We'll figure it out as the time comes.
Yep.
We might as well take one more break. We'll have the national anthem in here, and then we'll be back for the start of the baseball game in just a little bit. Indians and Tigers.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here at Full Recovery getting ready for the start of this ball game. Bo 10 heading out to take the mound. Indians getting out there to take the field. And Tigers getting ready to come up for their first at bat here in the top of the first. Going to be Eli McElDowney, Carson Bay, and Noah McElDowney. First three batters here for Joe Harmon's Versailles Tigers. Hot dog night up here, folks. Dollar weenies up here. I had one before. Made just right. A little mustard and ketchup. Can't go wrong with them.
Yep.
How many did you have, Spence?
None. I didn't know they had them.
Huh. We got hot dogs wide open.
That's good. They haven't had any way to cook them this year since we thought we weren't going to be doing this anymore. Everything kind of disappeared. And so they do have the refrigerator, and I think that was on the fritz, so they're using coolers with ice.
I think they got the fridge in there, and I saw them go in the fridge and get a pop-out. So.
Oh, good. So that was on the fritz a couple of games ago, so wasn't sure how that all was going to go. Troy Homan pitched very, very well last night. I was estimating that through four or five innings, he probably pitched 70% strikes.
Oh, nice game for Troy.
Huh? Yeah. He was just he was good. Then he kind of, when they started scoring in the sixth, we took him out, and he was still looking pretty good, but I think he was a little slower, or they timed him up pretty good.
Alex came in?
Alex came in, and he gave up another run. I think it was probably Troy's run, but then he shut him down, and I believe we won 2-3 to him with maybe a strikeout or two in the seventh inning.
Very, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
So
all right, Marcus
really
throws it down to second, and this game's just about ready to get underway, folks. Beautiful night here at the Ball Orchard.
Yes, it is.
80 degrees.
Yeah, a little nicer than we've had.
Blowing straight in from left field. Going to take a shot to get over the Purple Monster tonight.
Yep. We're 45 degrees warmer than several of our games.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Year. I'll tell you what, we had some cold games.
Wind blowing on us, and man, what else? But, and nobody has 20 games in, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
They will after this week. But
first pitch strike coming into Eli McElDowney. Nice curveball by Bo Tin to lead this ball game off, and he's quickly ahead. No balls and a strike.
If he's throwing strikes like Troy did last night, we'll be in very good shape.
Next pitch comes in, fouled away over our heads, back behind the screen for strike two.
Is that where you're parked?
I'm under the tree tonight, so it's going to be a Plinko tonight. Yep. It's going to be a Plinko come down, take everything out.
And by that time, it'll lose its momentum, so
that's
it'll just be like
I'm
bird
thinking.
Droppings.
Here comes the 0-2 offering fastball. He does take a check swing after it gets away from Marcus. Marcus throws it down to Kendrick for a first batter strikeout. One up, one down. Going to bring Carson Bay to the plate. Carson's a senior second baseman.
Am I remembering right? Bo threw every pitch was a strike?
First three pitches were strikes, yeah.
Yep. That's good. That's how Troy started, and they just keep doing that the rest of the season.
That pitch is hit out towards right center. Looks like Riggs is going to come over, make about three steps. Put her in the old pocket. One pitch, one swing, one out. Very nice. So Carson Bay goes down. Pop out to the right fielder for out number two. Four pitches and two outs. It's going to bring left-hander Noah McElDowney, the shortstop, to the plate. I'm interested to see if this kid throws left-handed. See, man, left-handed shortstops.
Who's this one?
This is Noah McElDowney.
I don't remember him from the back. I remember him from the basketball, but I don't remember if he was a left-handed shooter.
That one's in the dirt for ball one. And he's looking to get out of this baby unscathed here in the top of the first.
Nice pitch
right there on the outside corner for a strike. Evens things up at 1-1. Redleggers won 2 out of 3, Spencey. 2 in a row.
Yep. Put your money on the Reds.
Ooh, baby.
Mortgage the house. Put it all on the Reds.
I pitched just a little bit low. 2 balls and a strike now. These things down here on the fence. Spring sports program. What's going on with that?
That's those QRC things or whatever it is. You take a picture with your phone and it'll show you everything. It probably gives you the rosters and the schedules and everything. I didn't even think about it till just now.
Pretty solid right there. Yeah. Bo comes back in there with a strike. Makes it 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Noah McElDowney. First two guys put away by the Indians. McElDowney now with a payoff pitch, and there's a ground ball up the middle. Looks like it's going to be easy hop for Alex. Alex goes over to Kendrick for an out. 3 up, 3 down for the Indians. Nice job, Bo Tin. Let's get the bats rolling. We're through a half inning. No score here in the fourth.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Indians coming to the plate for the first time with Troy, Landon, and Kale. First three batters for the purple and white. Going to see if they can't dent the old board here and take the lead early on the Verzales Tigers. Big strong right-hander out there for it's Jacob Treon, pitcher number 2. Yeah, I hear some people rolling in.
Yep. Have some River Sales people that parked over on whatever street that was and came across the yards. They decided they didn't want their cars hit, probably.
What's the matter with them?
Maybe that's as close as they could get
a lot of cars out there and left center.
Yep. If they didn't know exactly where they were going, that might have been just got to there and thought, well, I can see the diamond. I'm just going to park and walk.
All right, Turboy getting ready to take his pitch number one. That's way outside and high. Troy been a pretty nice little leadoff player here for the Indians.
Yes, he has.
Got things rolling here. A few games into the season, then couldn't make an out. There's a strike right at knees. One ball, one strike to Troy. Just got to stay hot. Getting ready for the second season here. Tournament starting next week, Tuesday night. Just got to get hot, get on a roll, and get the bats warmed up. That was a little low right there. Two balls and a strike.
Yep, we got a, since we had a week off, you never know what you're going to get. We hit the ball pretty well last night, fielded well.
That one's low. Three balls and a strike. Now to Troy.
That's how we want to. That's how we wish we'd have played the entire season, I would say.
Well, I saw we only had seven hits. I mean,
yeah,
we had seven hits. We scored five runs. And
yep.
That one swung on and way over to Marv Collins' house. 3-2 count now to Troy. Landed post on deck. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Now he gets cherry hop.
Yep.
Easily throws out Troy. 4-3 in the old book for out number one. And that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. Prayers out to Landon's mom today. She is taking some treatments for cancer. Everybody's got some pink on. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Hopefully things went well. She's listening to us. Kelly, I hope everything's good today after treatment number one. First pitch into Landon. Catches a little black for strike one.
I'm not sure cancer knows what it got a hold of there.
She'll be a fighter.
Yes, absolutely. She'd tear cancer to
pieces. That one's outside.
Let's go, Landon. Be a hitter here.
Outfielder straight away. That one swung on and fouled over towards my truck.
Well, heard
and
some
ooze.
You don't want to hear ooze when it goes that way, but oh well.
One ball, two strikes to Landon Post. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. There's a curveball smacked foul down the right field line. Out of play.
Into the big tree and bouncing around. I think it finally came down. Little kids running for it.
One, two coming again. That one's in the dirt, ball two. About as nice a day as yesterday right here.
Yep.
Maybe even a little warmer, you know.
Yeah, and less wind.
Comes a 2-2. That's in the dirt, ball three. Anyway, Landon, let's get a guy on here, see what happens.
Yes, sir. Anyway, it can happen. And he's been pretty good at getting the walk if he needs to. But he does like to hit.
Here comes a payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him. Good cut by Landon, just a little on top of it.
Yep.
Goes down swinging for out number two. It's going to bring Cale Rammel to the plate, number two. Junior left fielder tonight.
He was putting the bat on the ball yesterday very well.
Good.
So his swing looked really good. That's
that
where he's
inside.
That's where he was hoping he would be a few games ago. But I think he's warm weather is bringing out the best in us, is what I'm going to say.
Pitch a little low right there. 2-0 count to Cale. Two outs here, bottom of the first inning. So far, we've had five up and five down so far in this inning. Let's see if Cale can break that streak. It's a ground ball foul over to Coach Eink. Two balls and a strike now to Cale Rammel.
Did Coach Ink play that better than Jerry would have? Or as well as?
Jerry would have got that one. That was a little hopper.
Yep.
He'd had time to vision, focus.
Yep.
Down there. Here comes a 2-1. Curveball stays way inside.
Kale looked back to the umpire to see. I think he felt the breeze, but I think he thought it might have brushed him.
Here comes a 3-1. It's swung on and going to be foul out of play down the right field line. What time did you make her out of there last night? What time was the game over last night?
It started slightly late. We got, I think it was 7:30 when we got everything packed up.
3-2, nice pitch right there by Treon. Yep. Catches the outside edge. Gets Kale looking for 3-up, 3-down on the Indians' side. So the Indians will head back out there for the top of the second. Still no score after one.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning. Going to be 4-5-6 for Verzales, Treon, Rush, and Carmen, first three batters. Facing Bo 10. Bo with a good first inning, 3-up, 3-down. That pitch right there, nice breaking ball, comes across the outside edge of the plate for a strike. Bo getting better on that mound, Neil.
Yes, he is.
Getting stronger every outing. That one swung on and out of play down the right field line.
And I believe, first inning, he threw three pitches that weren't strikes. And so far, he's two strikes for two pitches.
Comes Bo with the 0-2. Got the sign. Just misses outside.
Looked pretty good.
Would you say Brazil's played last night? Got beat?
Oakwood. In 10 innings, 7-6, I believe.
That one's high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. See, we got our diamond mode pretty wet back here behind home plate. That one's popped up and fouled over our heads.
Probably hit the porta potty, scared somebody that was in there.
That would spook them. Here comes a 2-2. Ooh, curveball just fell a little bit too short there. Pretty good pitch, took some speed off of it, makes it 3-2. Here comes a payoff. That's a rocket right to Alex. Alex comes up with a one hopper, fires over to Kendrick for out number one. Nice play out there by Alex. That's the hardest hit ball of the game right there.
Yes, by far. That was a good hard shot, and he made it
catches
look easy.
The grass, pops right up in his mitt. Piece of cake. That's going to bring Caleb Rush to the plate. He is a DH for the Brazil Tigers. He's batting for Ryan Konatke, who plays third base. First pitch taken off the plate outside. That pitch high and inside.
Go, Bo.
Last night, the Cincinnati Reds did something that don't happen very often, folks. I don't know if anybody was watching and caught this stat. There's a weak ground ball. Going to be a tough play. Brock Deuce hard, charging hard, and it's going to go off the heel of his glove. I'm going to give him a base hit because I don't think he was going to throw him out anyway.
I don't think so. I don't know how.
It's one of them full swing choppers that has no speed heading down to third base. Brock charged it hard and had to make a quick play, and I don't think he was going to make it anyway. So there's the first base hit of the ball game, and the first base runner goes to Caleb Rush. That brings Jake Carman to the plate. Yeah, the Cincinnati Reds, they scored a bunch of runs last night. Every player in the lineup had at least one hit, and every player in the lineup, there's a nice ground ball over to Alex Deuce. Alex is going to, he's going to try to roll two, and it pops out of his glove, and he bobbles it. That's going to be an E6.
Yep, that looked like that was going to be a double play.
He wanted to roll that in a hurry and get it over to Landon and forgot to throw it.
Yep.
And the other half of that stat is every person that was in the lineup had at least one hit, and they also scored at least one run. You don't see that very often, folks.
No, not at all. That's even when they have a great team or from any great team.
Pretty crazy. That pitch taken inside. One out here, top of the second inning. Runners at first and second now for the Tigers. Got the first out with a nice line drive, and then a little blooper base hit and an error. That one's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Need a strike here, Bo. Come on now. There's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to be picked up by Landon. Landon going to take him and beat him all the way to first. He was on his way to first. He had to field it in the hole between first and second. Landon scoops it up. Kendrick came in. He had nobody to throw it to, so Landon had to take it himself. So that goes down as a four, unassisted for out number two. The runners do move to second and third. So now we got Rush at third, Jake Carman at second, and the number eight hole hitter, the catcher, Ethan Stover at the plate. Two outs. Pitch just a tidbit outside.
He is so close on that outside corner.
Indians like to get out of this jam here without a run. That one swung on, going to be out to Riggs. Riggs easily puts that away for out number three. So they get a couple runners on, nothing to show for it, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. Still no score here in the fourth.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors, or get it in a Clipper Parfait or Specialty Sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8, and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 8.
Welcome back. We're Indians. No score in the first inning. They're coming up to bat in the second inning tonight. This is a MAC game. I believe this is our last MAC game. And then Thursday we have a baseball game here versus Wapakoneta. Friday at Franklin Monroe. Saturday, home versus St. Mary's. One game at noon, and then next Tuesday, as Dave mentioned, we're playing at Delphus in the first game of the tournament. So, first pitch hitting.
Ground ball over the second baseman. That's going to be out number one, Marcus Garkey. Just looking on here, it looks like we got, I just saw it, and I kind of went through it. We got some new school record here in the track meet. Looks like Whitley Rammel set a new school record for the shot put, 41 feet, 2 1/4 inches. Congratulations, Whit. And Mara Pearson set a new school record in the long jump, 17 feet, 6 1/4 inches for Mara. So nice job, girls. Looks like they're on the track tonight. I think it's the MAC over at Minster. My wife texted me, said she was heading over to watch Joelle run. So good That's luck awesome. To all the tracksters. It's going to bring Rig Stubby to the plate. One out here in the bottom of the second inning.
And probably as usual, we will broadcast regional track meets and state track meets if we get that far, as long as it doesn't conflict with baseball. So
I think we'll have some people making it that far without any problem.
I am really sure of it. We've had it in the past, and our track team, track and field team is good.
Doing well.
Yep.
Rick's taking all the way on that 3-0 pitch. Takes it for a strike, so now it's 3-1. Here it comes. Swung on and popped pretty high. Second baseman going out. Right fielder coming in. Right fielder calls him off, and he makes the play. So 2-up, 2-down. 5-up, 5-down for the Indians so far in 1 2/3 of their batting order. And that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell. Another senior here to the plate for the Indians. Kendrick's got Grandpa and Grandma down there watching.
Yep. He caught our baseball bracket that flew out the window.
Swing and a miss. Hard cut by number 20 there. That one swung on. Looks like it's going to stay in play. It's going to be a tough one for the right fielder. He's heading over just over the fence right there for a foul ball.
Hit it pretty far.
I could hear Kendrick's little sister down there. Hit it fair this time. Could be a cousin, too. I don't know.
Good advice. I can tell you that.
To hit it fair.
Maybe he should have thought of that before.
Make sure it lands in the grass.
Yep.
Don't stop till somebody tells you. No balls, two strikes to Kendrick. Two outs here, bottom of the second inning. No score in this game. Pitcher's duo so far. There's a ball outside in the dirt. As we said, wind coming in from the south, blowing straight in from left field. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it cleanly. Comes up, fires over to first base, and gets Kendrick by a step and a half. So three up, three down again for the Indians. They go down in order. We go to the top of the third. No score here in the fourth.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, here we go. Ready for the top of the third inning. Brazil's going to go 9-1-2. It's going to be Trey Mills, Eli McElhenney, and Carson Bay. First three batters here for Coach Harmon's Tigers against Bo Tin out there. So no score here through two complete. Spencey went down to get us some waters, maybe a dozen hot dogs. How many hot dogs can you eat, Isaac?
Solid 10.
You can do 10, I believe. I'm going to take one from you.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Ooh, nice pitch by Bo. Just a little bit inside. Trent, come on, brother. Give us that one. Breaking ball just misses. There's a ground ball right back out to Bo. Bo knocks it down, comes up, fields it, throws it over to Kendrick for out number one. So nice job by Bo 10. Came back pretty hot to him there at the pitcher's mound. He knocked it down and got a little leather on it. Beat it in the grass, scooped it up, fired over to Kendrick. Kendrick had to make a heck of a scoop because Bo threw it pretty low. But Kendrick's like, come on, brother, get him up a little bit. That's going to bring us back to the leadoff guy, Eli McEldowney. He struck out in the first inning. That pitch is outside. Ball one. Comes a 1-0. There's a weak ground ball. Come on, Brock. Make a play. Third baseman comes in. Fires over to Kendrick for out number two. Nice job by Brock on that one. Two up, two down here in the top of the third, and we go to Carson Bay. Very few pitches here so far for this inning for Bo. Plenty warm now to let these kids go the full game. As long as Bo's got her working good, I say let him out there. Let's get him a lead. That pitch just a little bit elevated. Ooh, ice cold water. Thank you, Spence.
Yep, right out of the ice.
Comes a 1-0. There's a ground ball over to Brock. Brock's going to field it clean. He scoops it up, fires over to Kendrick, and that's going to be three up, three down. Nice job, purple and white. We'll go to the bottom of the third. No score here yet in full recovery.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right.
Good job, Isaac.
Way to go, Tin Cupboard, up there. They're taking bakes. Fabulous, yep. By the way.
Yes.
All right, here we go. 7-8-9 for the Indians. Wyatt Benn, Bo 10, and Brock Deuce. Looking for our first base runner, folks. Ooh. High and tight right there to old Benny right out of the gate. Gets out of the way in the nick of time. That one outside. Two balls, no strikes. Let's get that first guy on here. Spencey, let's see what happens here. Get a crooked number up here. I'd take any number right now.
Yes.
Wyatt, anything but the old goose eggs.
Yep. Wyatt's been had some that pretty good outside. Streaks of good, strong hitting.
He's taking all the way right here. We need a base runner.
Three balls, no strikes. There isn't any reason to swing right here. Make him throw a strike.
He hasn't been close.
Showing bunt.
Oh, he's taking it all the way.
Yep.
Ball four. Four straight pitches.
Maybe
and the Indians, with their first base runner of the game, goes to Wyatt Benn.
Maybe he heard what Pete Rose said a few years ago.
What Pete
he said,
say?
If you're going to if you know you're going to take the pitch, show a bunt and make those infielders think a little bit more, and they're just getting their head a little bit.
Getting their head. All right. Here comes Bo 10. Bo 10 coming to the plate. Wyatt down there at first. Bosho's bunt. Takes it all the way. It's outside, way outside for a ball.
Five straight balls.
A little bit of control troubles here for Treon in the third inning.
He's not way off, but he's not getting there.
Bo probably going to show bunt again. He does. Pulls back again for ball two. Six straight balls now, Spencer.
Yep. Yep. I'm not against 10 or 12 or 15 in a row.
Quick throw over to first. Benny, plenty of time. Didn't even have to dive, but he got his jersey dirty.
Well, yeah, got to make mom do a little laundry tonight.
Make her work. Here comes a 2-0. Taken all the way was Bo again, 3-0. Seven pitches, seven balls here.
Whew, that's not the way they wanted to start this inning.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of happy with it. See, he'll be taken again.
Well,
he can throw a pitch.
Throw a strike,
or strike somewhere.
That's way inside, ball four.
Wow.
So eight straight balls puts runners at first and second for the Indians to start the bottom of the third inning.
And puts Joe Harmon out, going out to the mound.
Coach going to go out and say, dude, you all right? You got a blister. You got a blister on his finger, maybe.
It's not like he's way off. It's not like he's wild, but he has not hit the strike zone.
I think he's going out there and saying, look, you're facing 7, 8, 9 here. You don't want to walk these guys.
Yep.
You go roll back to the top. Good advice.
Yep. Settle down, throw a pitch.
Going to bring Bruiser Deuce to the plate. Bruiser's coming up here. He's been struggling at the plate, but tonight maybe. How did he do last night?
He did okay. I'd have to look and see for sure, but he did okay. But it's senior night, and it's warm, and he is due. So I'm looking for a...
Plus he's got a pink sleeve.
At least a run-scoring base hit here.
Calling a run-scoring base hit. How about a bunt right
that'll
down
work
the first
great.
Base line? Wow, he could have just tagged him right there. That could have turned into a major boo-boo.
Yeah.
First baseman comes in, and, I mean, he gets it a foot from the line. Brock running right past him. Instead of tagging him, he turns and fires to first.
Yeah, to the second baseman covering. If that second baseman hadn't been there, maybe he knew for sure he was going to be there, but he could have reached up and tagged him.
Perfect bunt right there, and that moves our base runners to second and third.
Here we go.
And back to the top of the lineup with Troy Boy. Troy Boy takes first pitch, takes it out to left field. Looks like the left fielder is going to catch it. We're going to try this. Here comes Benny. Benny's coming home. He's going to have to get down. And they threw him out. Wow. I tell you what, that kid was coming in. That was a tough play.
Yep.
Coach Hank sent him, and that's going to do it. So how about that? Son of a gun. First two guys on, nothing to show for it, and we'll go to the – top of the fourth inning. We're almost halfway through this, baby. Still knotted at goose eggs.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days. It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery. Bo 10 warming up on the mound for top of inning number four. I think each team has had two runners on in an
3-3
inning.
3-3
complete. Yep. So we had ours in the bottom of the third. They had theirs in the top of the second, I believe, and still no score. So how's the popcorn, Dave? Pretty good?
Popcorn's
decent.
Warm. It's good.
Yep.
All right, here we go. It's going to be 3-4-5. McEldowney, Treon, and Rush. First three batters for the Versailles Tigers. First pitch swinging. Fly ball out towards Cale Rammel out in left field. One pitch, one pop-up, one out, folks. And that goes to Jacob Treon now, number four hitter here and the pitcher for the Tigers. I think if we can just get a lead here, I think Bo's going to be all right.
Ooh, nice pitch. A little low, I guess.
Yeah, a little low right here.
Looked pretty good.
Next pitch outside for ball two. Make him hit it, Bo.
Yep, get back to your strikes, Bo.
Don't give him the freebies. A pitch high for ball three.
Let's go, Bo. Bear down.
Four balls. How about that?
Oh,
I don't
man.
See Bo do that very often, to tell you the truth. So a runner down to first and Treon, that's going to bring Caleb Rush to the plate. Caleb has the only hit in the ballgame, and that was a weak ground ball to the third baseman.
Yep.
Has been the only hit so far in this baseball game. How about that?
Yeah, their two base runners didn't hit one out of the infield.
That one swung on. Fouled out of play.
Back by the lawnmower shed or whatever they have in there.
That's where I'm parked, Spencer.
Oh. I didn't hear anybody go, ooh, so I think you're okay.
Hope so.
Throws over first. Guy back in plenty of time, so just making sure I know you're there, buddy.
He doesn't have a very big lead, that's for sure.
No, not much at all.
That one's in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out here. Top of the fourth inning, no score. Verzales Tigers, Fort Recovery Indians on Fort Recovery Radio. Here comes a 1-1. That's outside. That's all it takes. You get a runner on. And everybody starts to think.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Yep. Yep.
Every level.
Let's go, Bo.
Ooh.
Pretty close.
Just missed outside.
Yep.
I really thought he was going to come up there and bunt, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the DH.
Go, Bo.
There's a hard hit ball down the line for a base hit. So Rush with his second hit of the ball game. This one for real. Treon, Jacob Treon down the second.
Just
Rush
painted the line
base. Yeah.
Down the third baseline.
Well, and Brock was playing in on the grass.
Yep.
And he hit a hard ground ball. It was a might have been in the air. It might have been bouncing right by him, but that was pretty close. So nice base hit. Puts runners at first and second with one out. Jake Carman, the batter. That pitch taken outside for a ball.
Come on, Bo. Let's bear down here. Throw strikes.
There's the 1-0 grounded foul over to Coach Harmon. Nice job, Coach.
Yeah, that's a nice play.
Ooh, pulled a hammy, Sam.
I'm going to say he didn't.
Runners at first and second. Bo in a little bit of a jam. Here comes a pitch, swing and a miss.
Yep.
Bo with only one strikeout so far through three and a third. And that was the leadoff man in the top of the first inning. Let's make him get two hits in a row here and see if they can score. Ooh, just a teensy bit inside. Bo wanted that baby called for a strike.
Yes, he did. He looked and looked, and Trent thought and thought. I think we're going to get him right here.
Two balls, two strikes. Be a good time for a punch out. I'd be tickled. That one, he pops up foul out of play. Got a text message here. Let's see what that's got anything to do with somebody needing a shout out.
Let's go, Bo.
Bubba chimes in, said he loves the take and bakes at Tin Cupboard. Here's a hit and run. Runner taking off. Alex scoops it up at short. Goes over to Landon. Landon to first. I think, ooh, man, I tell
that
you
was
what.
Close.
I tell you what, that's pretty good roll right there, folks.
Yes, he fired
Landon
that.
Got away with that ball in a hurry, and I'm telling you, I'd like to see a replay on that, but he was called safe. So, Rush was thrown out 6-4 at second base for out number two. Treon moves down to third, and Jake Carman is at first base, the fielder's choice.
Let's go, Bo. Let's just get the batter, guys. Let's get the batter.
Two outs here now. That one popped right back at Isaac. Isaac, you caught that one?
Yeah.
You sound asleep over there, brother.
No, he's not. He's wide awake.
Can't tell.
He didn't flinch, though.
Got hair in his eyes. He can't see nothing.
He can see.
You got hair in your eyes, Spencer?
Used to did.
Maybe coming out of your nose. That'd be about the only thing. And on your forehead.
Yeah. A few decades ago.
Here comes the 0-1. There's a ground ball to Landon. Landon scoops it up cleanly, flips over to Alex. Shortstop for out number three. So, folks, we're through a half a ball game, and I see a bunch of goose eggs out there on the scoreboard. Through three and a half, Verzale 0, Fort Recovery 0.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Well, all right, we're back, getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Big Fee fixed up a flat tire on my wife's car today.
All right.
She hit a coat hanger, I think. The entire thing hanging out of the tire, just beating the hell out of my wheel well.
Ooh, that's not good. At least it wasn't beating up the fender.
I don't think it was coat hanger. The wire about 6 inches long sticking out of the tire, though.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Wasn't pretty. Landon Post going to step in here. Let's get something going here, Indians. First pitch taken at the knees for a strike. Yeah, I was going to take it up there to him yesterday, and then the tire was completely flat, so I didn't have time this morning to blow it up. Big Pete took care of it for me. Popcorn soda. Can't get enough water in me right now.
Well, they have plenty more down there.
Landed late swing on that one. Almost in the catcher's mitt before he took off on that swing. Landon goes down swinging for the second time in the ball game.
But it was a big swing.
Out number one here in the bottom of the fourth, and that's going to bring number two, our left fielder, junior Cale Rammel, to the plate. Cale struck out looking his first time up. It's only the third strikeout so far for the Indians in this ball game also. A pitch outside. Treon throwing a little bit harder this game or this inning than he did last inning. He started out back-to-back walks to start the inning, got out of that jam. That one swung on 14 miles in the air out towards the left fielder. Left fielder flipping the cigarette out, and he puts it in his back pocket for out number one. Out number two, I'm sorry.
That one was way up there.
That baby was. He had time.
Just got a little under it. Been interesting to see how far that might have gone if it
well,
hit
I'll
it
tell
just
you
right.
What, we need a run. Somebody needs a run.
Yes.
I'm thinking purple. Might as well get one.
Yep.
So here comes Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus grounded out to the second baseman his first time up.
I think he had three hits yesterday.
Hopefully he didn't waste them all.
Nope.
That one's in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Marcus.
He's been hitting the ball the last several games, so I think we can build on that. Just
one of the
find a hole here this time, though, Marcus.
One of the three seniors here on the squad. And there is a base knock.
Yep.
First base hit of the game for Marcus Garkey, and first base hit of the game for the Fort Recovery Indians. So Marcus goes down to first base. That was a no-doubt line shot.
Yep.
Out to right center.
He found that hole just like I asked him to.
That brings Rick Stobie to the plate. How about a little two-out bingo?
Yes, sir. At least the first five runs scored yesterday were with two outs. And most of them were nobody on two outs, and they started. So let's get us another two-out rally going here. Riggs is the guy here.
Might as well.
Ooh. Well, outside.
I'll tell you what, Riggs is happy with that call right there. Mm-hmm. That was one of them that I'd like to see called for a strike when it's for Bo.
Mm-hmm.
One ball, no strikes here to Riggsy. That one's a strike. I thought that was a little low myself. I look for Marcus to take off here. Two strikes or two outs. If he gets one more strike on him, he's going to go.
Yeah. Riggs hit a little gap. If Marcus is going, he might be able to score.
And I put the hit and run on, too. You never know. A pitch outside. No sign from Coach Ink. Benny Hillman down there at first. And there is back-to-back base hits for the Fort Recovery Indians. Rick Stobie with a line drive between short and third base. So the bats are waking up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to bring another senior, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate.
Yep.
Indians runner in scoring position out there with Marcus Garkey at second.
Let's do a pass ball so we can move those guys both up.
Wouldn't that be something? Ooh. That's a curveball that stayed up just a little bit above the bill of Kendrick's helmet.
Yeah. Whew.
Kendrick didn't even see it.
Yeah. He about felt it, though.
Yeah.
About plunked him in the helmet.
There's one in there for a strike. One ball, one strike now. Be a good time for a little timely hitting right here.
Yes, it would.
White Ben on deck for the Indians.
I see some gaps. They're definitely playing him to pull for a left-handed hitter.
That one, he's popping up, and it's going to be out of play over the first base dugout.
Let's go, Big K.
There's a ground ball. Ooh, just foul down the first baseline. Good thing. It was foul because the first baseman must have been playing on the line to get that baby. I mean, he got it a foot and a half foul.
And that was a hard shot.
That was a
hard shot, one hop.
It was a rocket down there. One ball, two strikes to Kendrick. That one's popped up. Looks like second baseman's going to be able to make a play on it. And he does. So the Indians get a couple runners again. Nothing to show for it. We're through four in the books, folks. All goose eggs. We'll be back.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked.
And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, we're back again. Isaac don't give me enough time to eat popcorn between innings. He throws one quick
We get two.
Was there two?
Yeah.
Well, I was busy texting.
That's okay.
Bo Tin back out there on the mound getting ready for his fifth inning of work. So far, the both pitchers, no runs, combined three hits. How about that?
They have two, we have one. Is that right?
We have two.
Oh, we have two.
We had back-to-back hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Just now. Yep. That must have been when I was texting.
Yep. You're snoozing on that.
I guess.
All right, here we go. 8-9-1. Stover, Mills, and McElDowney. First pitch in there for a strike.
That was a great pitch.
Truthfully, nobody's really... I mean, the closest we've come, obviously, was the tag up where Wyatt was thrown out at home plate.
Oh, yep. Yep. Yeah, that's by far the closest anybody's been to scoring.
Foul ball.
And the way it's going, one or two runs could win this game.
One run right now, the way it looks.
Yep. We need to stop them and either hit, or manufacture one somehow, but I don't think we've had a pass ball one get past either catcher the whole game.
I don't think so either. That one's outside for a ball.
Marcus had to go get that one, but
two balls, two strikes here to the leadoff guy, Ethan Stover, catcher for the Tigers. There's a curveball. He just gets a piece of it, gets it out of play.
Go, Bo. Stay hot.
Ooh, he took that pitch right there. I'm telling you, folks.
That was, quarter inch from the outside corner?
I run him up from here. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, Trent. Here comes the 3-2. Got him right there. Yep. I think Trent made up for that one. That one looked like it was a little bit on the inside. But nice pitch again to not swing at, so
yeah,
strike out right there for the leadoff guy, Stover. Strike out looking second. Strike out of the game for Bo, and that's going to bring Trey Mills to the plate.
Yeah, a good hitter has to at least try to foul that off.
Yeah,
even if he doesn't want to.
Both of them was too close.
Yeah.
That pitch is a strike right on the outside edge.
Another
exact
nice
same pitch. Mm-hmm. That was a instant replay.
Well, maybe you look at the next one just like that, too.
I think the Uncle Charlie's coming right here, right in on his hands. He does, and he gets him swinging. Three pitches, three strikes, and that's back-to-back punch-outs for Bo. Two up, two down. All the work done by Bo Tin. Strikeout number three, and we roll back to the top, Eli McElDowney. One hit so far for the Tigers, two for the Indians. No score for either team. That one is popped out of play. Kendrick giving chase, but it's going to get out of here.
So we had senior night. Isaac left the script up here, so I'm going to, instead of taking a break after this half inning, we're going to kind of go over our seniors here, and people that weren't here didn't get to
read that for hear the things. Love that.
Yep, I wasn't thinking about that we were hearing it, and it was awesome. But We'll just...
Don't mess it up, Spencer.
I'm pretty sure I will.
There's one that bounces back to the screen.
Yep. First one that got past anybody.
One ball, two strikes here. To Eli McElnany. McElnany struck out in the first, grounded out to Brock Deuces in the third. And there is a base hit. That's going to get out there to Riggsy. Riggsy's going to get over to scoop it up, and he's going to stay at first base. Well, so a nice piece of hitting right there by Eli McElnany.
Yep.
For their second base hit of the ball game, puts a man on first with two outs, and the number two hole hitter, Carson Bay, coming to the plate.
Yep. Let's make sure they waste that base hit. He's getting a little bit of a lead. Looked like he might be thinking about stealing.
Well, leadoff guy, I think he's pretty quick.
Yep.
He is at least 6 feet further than anybody else has been.
Yeah. Yep. Throw over, got him back, but not really thinking that they would get him. But
there he goes. No, he doesn't. Here's a ground ball to Alex. Alex scoops it up. He's going to fire over to Kendrick. He gets him, no problem.
Yep.
That's going to be four up, three down, and we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. We have nine goose eggs up on that scoreboard, my friends.
Yep.
Nothing.
So senior night, three Indian players, seniors. So Brock Deuce is, I think they have him here in alphabetical order, Brock Deuce, son of Kevin and Tiffany Deuce. He's been on the baseball team for 4 years and played football for 3 years. Being named second team All-MAC his junior year is something Brock is proud of, and we are too. After graduation, Brock plans to enter the workforce and continue farming, and we're very proud of Brock Deuce. Marcus Garkey is the son of Jake and Jenny Garkey. He's been on the baseball team for 4 years and played football for 3 years. Marcus lists being a member of the FFA for 4 years, as well as serving as president for 2 years, and being a member of the National Honor Society as things he's proud of. And after graduation, he plans to continue working in the construction and agriculture fields. Kendrick Wendell, son of Terry and Kathy Wendell, he's played baseball and football all 4 years. Kendrick lists hitting a walk-off against St. Henry as something he is proud of. Kendrick will be entering the workforce after graduation, and we're kind of proud of that, hitting that walk-off against St. Henry about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. That was some kind of game you guys had on the radio that night.
Yep.
And here we go, bottom of the fifth inning. Wyatt Benn leading things off for the Indians, going to be followed by Bo Tin and Brock Deuce. First three batters here for the Tribe in the bottom of the fifth. No score here, folks. Can't get a run for anybody. Ooh. Curveball stays in. One ball, one strike to Wyatt.
Who do we have coming up here? Wyatt and Bo and
Bo
Brock?
Bo and Brock Deuce. First three batters here.
It's the bottom of the order, but I'm thinking runs here. The bottom of the order is going to... Yep, I think the bottom of the order is going to get it going
first.
They
got on the last time. Wyatt started the inning off with a walk. That was a big swing right there by Wyatt. Comes up empty. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a 1-2. Gets a piece of that one. Fouls him back to the screen.
Let's go, Wyatt.
And he's looking to get a little something going here.
Yep.
There's a ground ball down. Third baseline foul. Coach Ike scoops him up. Fires back to the pitcher.
Nice little two-hopper. Played it well.
50 cents.
Yep.
The old dollar game.
Yep.
That one's high. Good eye by Wyatt.
Find that gap, Wyatt.
Anyway, my friend, anyway. Here comes a 2-2. There's a nice base hit by Wyatt Benn between short and third again. So a nice piece of hitting by Wyatt Benn.
Good job, Wyatt.
Base hit number one in this inning. Base hit number one for the game. Base hit number three, total four. the purple and white. That's going to bring Bo 10 to the plate.
I think Wyatt's going to score this time standing up without having to slide or get tagged up.
Well, let's see if we can get him
standing up on this inning.
Bo walked his only time at the plate so far. Takes first pitch high for ball one.
Kind of showed a bunt.
Well, I think we need to get him over, you know. We got to get him over and then let Brock and Troy drive him in. So,
throw over to first, Wyatt back easily. And since he was already dirty, he decided he wanted to dive.
Once you're dirty, you might as well get it, keep it going.
Yep, why not?
There he shows bunt, and he does a nice bunt back to the pitcher. Pitcher scoops it up, fires over to first base, and nice sacrifice by Bo.
Good job, Bo 10. That's just what he was supposed to do.
Moves Wyatt over to second base. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get us a runner. He's going to keep him in there.
Yeah.
Do we have a JV game tonight? Maybe we don't have many guys in the bench.
I think I saw a couple of extra guys, but maybe not.
Brock Deuce back to the plate. Takes first pitch low. Come on, Deucey.
Let's get a nice put one in the gap and outfield.
How about a base hit?
Yep.
Ooh. Swing and a miss. Mm. Mm. Wyatt out there, second, dancing around. Here comes the pitch. There she gets a piece of it back to the screen. Troy Hillman on deck for the Indians. In a nothing, bottom of the fifth ball game. Heck of a game, folks. There goes the runner. It's a hit and run. And Deucey takes it foul. Man, he hit that thing good, too.
Yep.
Just foul down the first baseline. A little tardy on that swing.
Yep. If he could have got that fair just about anywhere, Wyatt would have had a pretty good chance to score standing up.
Easy.
He was way down by third base.
Here comes the 1-2 again. It's a curveball. Deucey hangs in there, gets a piece of it back to the screen.
Yep. Even if it's not a pitch you want, you got to swing at it and foul it off. Although he'd like to have that pitch before that back,
well,
I think.
Well, it was a curveball that he threw in right there.
Yep.
He just had to fight it off, and he did a good job of
it.
Come on, Brock. Big hit here. Big hit.
That would be good. All right.
Chasing him back second.
Steps off the rubber and looks him back.
That's it pretty good out towards right field. Right fielder looks like he's going to be able to make a play on it. He does. Wyatt's tagging. Wyatt's going to head over to third, and he's going to be in there easy standing up.
Well, that gets him to third base.
So Wyatt over to third for the second time in the ballgame. He's the only Indian to reach third base, and he's done it twice in this ballgame. So sacrifice by Brock Deuce gets him over there. And
top
now
of the order.
It's up to Troy Homan to drive him in.
Yep.
How about they get their first pass ball of the ball game? What do you think, Spencer?
I'm ready for that. That won't make me mad.
Wouldn't that be something? Or Troy can just swing it to first pitch. He hits it pretty hard out towards right field, but way too high. Right fielder's going to get underneath it. And again, he makes the play. So the Indians get a runner to third. We can't get him in, and we're through five complete, folks. Now we got 10 goose eggs on the boards. Nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman, Gut Health and Food 101, on Thursday, May 12th at 6 p.m. Learn how to make a gut happy with probiotics, food enzymes, and optimal food. Food tasting will be $2.50 for kids and $5 for adults. Registration is required by calling 419-375-2092 or call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Welcome back.
All right, Bo 10 heading back out there. Spencey, he's getting ready for his sixth inning of work now.
Yep.
So far, so good for Bo 10. So far, so good for Mr. Treon from the Verzales side. Jacob Treon, he's through five also. All goose eggs, and man, I tell you what, some kind of ball game here, folks.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of a boring game, but when it gets this late in the game, then it becomes exciting.
Yeah.
First pitch swinging and foul out of play.
It's more fun for the fans when there's a whole bunch of runs and runners, but
I'll tell you, it gets a little tense out there when it's nothing. You know, one run means a bunch.
Yes, it does now. And every play means a lot. So concentrate. Watch that ball go into your glove before you try to throw it.
Think what you're doing out there. That's right. Yep. Well, Bo's facing 3-4-5. McElDowney, Treon, and Rush. First three guys here. So far in this ballgame, Rush has both hits. Only two hits given up by Bo 10. Go to the number three hole hitter of this inning, Caleb Rush. McElDowney grounded out to shortstop and then flew out to left field.
Let's get him here, Bo.
Comes the 0-2. Curveball stays outside. First legit sweat of the year today, I believe, for me.
I got a little sweat yesterday, but today was sweaty.
Comes a 1-2. There's a ground ball and a curveball. Landon gets a nice hop, scoops it up, fires over to Kendrick, and that's going to be one up, then one down. And one away. So that's going to bring the pitcher, Jacob Treon, to the plate. I think we're going to see Bo come back out here in the sixth as long as he keeps cruising along here, Spencey.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Because he hasn't thrown that many pitches, honestly.
No.
He hasn't had an inning where I bet he's thrown 15 pitches.
Yep. When they had
maybe
two
one.
On.
Maybe one in the fourth. That's about it. First pitch strike right there.
When they had two runners on, that's probably the most pitches he threw. But if it was more than 15, it wasn't very many more.
I know he had one inning where he had four and one inning where he had six. So that's two innings of 10 combined pitches.
Yep.
That pitch taken outside for a strike. Aces wild over here on Fort Recovery Radio. One strike, one out. That one swung on and fouled out of play. That hit something pretty hard.
Yeah, it sounded like it hit the bleachers, but I thought it went farther back than that. I thought I heard aluminum.
Here comes a 1-2. That's a little jam shot. It's going to go out to Landon. Landon's going to barehand it. Flip it over to Kendrick. Out number two.
Yep. Had a little English on it.
Major spinner.
Landon was standing there waiting for it to come to his glove, and it went to his throwing hand. So
major spinner. That thing just kind of died when it hit the ground and popped up. Landon said, don't need the leather on this one. So two up, two down. That's going to bring Caleb Rush, the only guy with base hits. He's got the only two hits here for the Tigers. Let's see. I'm thinking Bo wants a piece of this guy.
Yep.
Starts him off with a ball low. That one's high and outside. Pretty big guy. He's a DH here.
Yep.
Batting for Ryan Konecki, who plays third base.
This doesn't give heights and
swing
weights.
And a miss right there.
We'll call him a man.
He's a big boy right
yes,
there.
Yes, he is. Big, strong man.
Two balls and a strike. Here it comes. Just a little bit outside. 3-1 now. Come back and get him here, Bo.
Ooh.
Nice pitch right there.
Beautiful.
Steve Reich. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth inning, no score in Fort Recovery for Zales Tigers, Fort Recovery Indians. Here comes the payoff. Ooh, ball four.
Mm.
So Rush reaches for the third time in this ballgame. He's down at first now with base on balls and two outs, and that's going to bring Jake Carman to the plate. Jake reached on a error by Alex Deuce in the second inning and then reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Ooh, might have him. Ooh, had him leaning down there. Nice pickoff play by Bo.
Saying, don't get off the base too far there, big boy.
Big boy's like, whoa, wait a minute. You're going to try to pick me off? It's crazy stuff.
He is a little farther off than maybe he should be, but we'll see.
There's a weak ground ball to Alex. Alex charging all the way. He's going to scoop, and he's going to fire over to Kendrick for out number three. Nice job again by Bo 10. Nice job by the Indian defense. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's knotted at zero, Spencey. We'll be back in a bit.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Spence, you found a Johnny Manziel jersey down there on a youngster from the Verzales Tigers.
I decided that that is not their favorite child if they gave him a Johnny Manziel shirt to wear.
Johnny Manziel. All right, Landon Post steps in there. Landon, let's get on somehow. Let's get a run. Let's generate a run, my friend. That one's fouled out of play. Johnny Football.
Yeah, he had a lot of potential.
Crazy man.
Yes.
That one's high. One ball, one strike. Treon back out there in the mound for his sixth inning of work. Bo 10 pitching stellar baseball tonight, folks. Both pitchers.
Yes. Very good.
Hey, there's a line driver up the middle. Get down, and it does. All right, Landon Post. Posty now with a base hit. Puts him at first base. Come on, coach. Let's generate a run somehow.
Yes.
Manny hates to want to. I think he just got to steal him. I think he's. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a steal attempt yet. I think we got to go for it, my friends. We got to go for it. We got Kale at the plate.
Yep. It's being aggressive. And
big stick. Let's get Landon's got a big lead, folks. Yep. I got a feeling he's going to take off on this first pitch. And so did the pitcher. He throws it over to first.
Landon
got another good lead. Here comes the pitch. And there he goes. And here goes the throw down to second. And Landon's going to be in there, folks.
Yep. He beat the throw, and the throw got away from the shortstop. So
now, with nobody out, now what do you do, coach? You going to try to get him over to third?
Anything you can to score a run here.
I think right now we're just going for base hits. We got the go-ahead run, the only run right now, at second base with nobody out. Stolen base for Willie Mays Hayes out there. Kale does show butt, and he kills it. And that's going to get away from the first baseman, and looky here, folks. That's what happens. That's what happens. Landon Post comes around to score the game's first run.
And he danced a little bit of a jig, three steps on the home plate.
I'm telling you, Kale Rammel laid down an absolute killer butt. And it just got 5 feet into the grass.
Yep.
And the catcher comes out, scoops it up, and throws a low one down to the first baseman. That looks like Coach Harmon coming out complaining a little bit to Trent that maybe he got over in the baseline. I don't think he did at all. But Coach is coming out complaining a little bit.
Well, in a game like this, you need to try to get anything you can. But
so Kale's down at first base. Landon comes around to score.
Do you think he has any chance of winning an argument with Trent Beckman?
No, not a chance. Not a chance. Not going to happen.
But we are slowing the game down a little bit, and Trent's explaining things a little bit. And don't blame their coach for
He's coming out there quizzing a little bit.
Yep.
That's going to be an E2 in the old scorebook, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So Marcus Garkey now, and I think what we're going to see is the exact same thing we saw when we got Landon on with nobody out.
Yep.
We got a run across the plate now, and I think Cale's going to take off and head for second too, especially after Coach Hank saw that throw down there from the pitcher. Or from the catcher, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Because they actually did kind of a pitch out. They threw it high, and he was standing up ready to throw it ready, and he threw it, and there it goes. There's a hit and run, folks.
Oh, baby.
And Marcus puts it exactly where they're not. So yep. Here comes Cale. He's going to third, and that ball's going to be nice play by the third baseman.
Yep.
Crazy play by Verzales. They throw it to third. Cale was going to get there easy. Marcus paying attention, goes to second on the overthrow, and now the Indians got a little business going, folks.
Yeah, when Cale took off for second base, the second baseman went over to try to help the play, and
it was a hit and run.
And he hit it exactly where the second baseman had been.
Absolutely. So base knocker by Marcus Garkey puts runners at second and third, and I got a feeling we're going to see a new pitcher come into this ballgame.
He may just come out and settle him down a little bit, but we'll see here.
We'll see what happens here.
He hasn't asked for the ball yet, has he?
No, he hasn't asked for the ball.
Kind of surprised.
He's pitched a great game. He's pitched an absolute stellar game.
Oh, he absolutely has.
In fact, the run shouldn't be across the plate at this point, as long as the catcher makes the play down to first base.
Yep.
You know, that's as far as Landon would be at third. He'd have scored on Marcus's hit. I'll take that.
Yeah, probably. Yep, more than likely. But, yeah, it's so he's going to leave him in there, but I'd say not very long if we get another hit or two here.
That's right.
So right now I'm thinking the way this game has gone, one run might be enough to win it.
Well, we don't want to count our chickens. But
zero isn't enough to win it, so we definitely.
Zero does not do it.
Definitely needed to
Zero's never
get that
won the
run.
Ballgame. There's popcorn for your midnight snack, Spencer. I got to quit nibbling. All right, here we go. Riggs Toby at the plate. Riggs had a base hit last time up. He gets one here, and he swings at the first pitch, and he hits it mile in the air. Shortstop's coming in, chasing his pitcher off the mound. He makes the play for out number one. Mm.
Need a little better than that out of Riggs, but
well, he swung at that first pitch. It was a strike right down the middle, and he just got under it and popped him up.
Yep. Kendrick.
That's going to bring senior Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Runners out there at second and third. How about a little bow? And he pops it up. Get out of play. Get out of here. And
it's getting
does.
In that tree. So
we got to move this tree out in right field over to the new baseball field. I don't know how we're going to do that.
Yeah, I like it. Well,
that tree's been in Fort Recovery baseball history for
100 years.
Long times.
Probably as long as this. I think we never did figure out how long this diamond's been here.
Idea.
But it was old in the 50s.
That one's hit hard enough out to center field. That's going to score Cale, folks. Out to center field. Center fielder catches it. He's coming home with it, though. And it's going to be off target, and it's going to get back to the screen. Looks like Marcus is going to try to score. He's coming around home, and he's safe. How about that?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So the Indians score a couple crazy runs right there. I tell you what. So good job by Kendrick with a sacrifice.
Oh, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here.
Hits a deep fly ball out.
The third baseman went over to tag third base, and he's Trent Beckman.
So they called him
said
out.
That he
left early.
Instantly, he called him out. I thought I saw him stay there,
but I'll
promise you, Trent Beckman was watching that. Very closely.
Cale left early at third base, and he is thrown out at home. So the second out of the game is off of Kendrick's bat, which goes down as an F8 for out number two. And then Cale Rammel left early, which will go down as, I have no idea, in the book.
Yeah.
That goes down for a left at LE in my book, left early for out number three. And instead of having three runs, because Marcus came in to follow him up, the Indians finish off the bottom of the sixth inning with one. Crazy.
Yep.
So we have one run on two hits in that inning. We basically strand one for our fifth left on base. Mm. But the big thing is we got a run, folks.
Yes, and that's huge.
Son of a gun.
We might get my wish that I mentioned between the last inning. We only want to bat six times this game, and we've batted six times, so let's shut them down
here.
We're
going to bat seven. I don't want to bat with more than a 1-1 ball game. How does that sound?
Yeah. Yes.
And we're not going to see that pitcher again on the mound, I can tell you that, if we go to seven innings.
Nope, not at all. So Bo 10's back out there for us.
Oh, yeah. Bo 10's having a great game. Get a complete game shutout. Nothing more than he would want than this one right here. I can tell you that.
Sorry to our sponsors. We didn't get any commercials in that.
Well, we got too excited.
Yeah.
We got too excited.
That's
that
okay.
Ends the inning here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We go over to the other side, and he's facing 7-8-9 here, folks.
Ooh,
so he's got to go.
That sounds
to
good.
Ben Ruin Camp, Ethan Stover, and Trey Mills.
Have any of them been on?
Let's see. No.
I like it.
Let's see if he can keep them empty. They've only been up a couple of times, obviously. And he went, let's see, he's only went to five batters two times so far in this game. Bo's been
let's do three.
Fantastic.
Yes, he has.
So Ruhlenkamp steps in there. First pitch low for ball one.
Still throwing hard.
Throwing hard. Just got to get some outs.
I think it was across the plate, but a little low.
Wow, how about that? Indians with one run.
Yep.
One run on five hits now in this ball game. They strand five. We struck out three times. Committed one error. That one's low right there. No runs, two hits. Three strikeouts for the Tigers. And one error for the Tigers on that last inning. Check swing. Foul.
It's the concrete, comes right back to the batter.
Yeah.
Made a nice play on it. Let's go, Bo. Let's get him here.
Holy cow, look at that water coming out of that drinking fountain. That pitch is outside. Looks dirty. Maybe she had something in that bottle.
Probably.
She might be making mud.
Oh, yeah, hadn't thought of that. That's a kid thing. That's,
yeah, makes some mud.
That's fun.
Here comes the 3-1. Let's don't get that first guy on here, Bo. Come on now. There's a hard-hit ground ball over to Landon Post. Landon fields it cleanly. He fires over to Kendrick for out number one.
Good job.
So we did a good job with Ruhlenkamp. He goes down all three times. He's up. Goes down 4-3 in the old book. And that's going to bring Ethan Stover to the plate. Make him hit it, Bo. Come on now. Number 8 hole hitter. First pitch a little high and outside. Bo 10 going for a complete game shutout if he can get two more outs.
Yep.
And I think that'd be something to be pretty proud of.
Yes.
Over, you got to consider that one's fouled back over our heads. If he was with us at the start of the game, they start 9 seniors. All 9 seniors except for one. One is the DH, and Ethan Stover, the young man that's up, is the only junior. And now when he pops up, it's going to be in play. Alex calls off Brock, and he makes the play. So the Indians are down to one out here for a shutout against the Tigers, a 1-0 game. I tell you what, folks, you don't see that very often in high school baseball.
Nope. Especially on a nice day like this. It's usually
jinxing the hell out
hitter's
of
weather
I'm doing.
When it's like this.
So that's going to be the number 9 hitter, Trey Mills, to the plate. Trey Mills grounded out to Bo his first time up,
whoa.
And then he struck out swinging his last time up.
That
and
first pitch is beautiful right down the middle.
He takes a nice off-speed breaking ball for strike one. Nice pitch on the outside edge for strike. So Big Bo way up here now. No balls, two strikes, two outs here. One strike away from a shutout. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Bo 10 fired up out there, folks.
Job,
I tell you what,
Bo
great 10. Game by the Indians.
Oh, man.
Great game for the purple and white. And we'll be back to wrap this baby up in just a bit.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today.
We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here. We're going to wrap up one hell of a ball game, folks. Indians take this one 1-0. We score in the top of the or the bottom half of the sixth inning against the Tigers and Jacob Treon, who pitched a heck of a ball game. Indians needed one run, and we didn't get it to the bottom of the sixth. Before that, yep. It was all goose eggs for both teams and great pitching performances on both sides. And I got to give the hats off tonight to Bo Tin. I tell you what, he pitched one strong ball game.
Yes, he did. Right. You know, seven, struck out two in the last inning.
Seven innings of shutout baseball against all those seniors on the Verzale side. He has to be ecstatic in that dugout. I tell you what, they had no runs on two hits. They only stranded three. He struck out five. He walked one, and they committed one error. So they'll move to 9-9 on the season, and they'll go to 4-5 in league play.
Yep.
And for the Indians, we have one run on five hits. We strand five. We struck out three times. We walked four times, and we committed an error also. We'll improve to 5-3 in the MAC, and we'll also improve to 10-8 on the season. So yep. Great game by the Indians. Great game by Bo Tin, and congratulations.
Some pretty timely hitting again.
Oh, I tell you what, Landon Post comes around to score. Yep. The Indians only run on a bunt error that Cale lays down a perfect bunt to move Landon from second to third, and the catcher goes out, scoops it up, and fires a low one hopper over to first base. He can't handle it. Goes out in right field. Landon comes around to score, moves everybody over it up. And then we had a crazy play where we have a fly ball off the bat of, I think it was Kendrick. Yeah, Kendrick flew out to center field. Cale left early from third base, so he caught the second out. Cale was called out when they checked him at third. And Trent rung him up for out number three. So we only had one run to work with, and by golly, it was enough.
Yeah, we thought we had three runs with one out.
Yeah, but I didn't color them in, Spencey.
Yeah,
but
yeah, your hand was there.
Whew, I was ready to go. I tell you what, great game for the Indians. We go to 10-8, and we'll be back on Thursday night, don't we? We have a game on Thursday.
Right here against the Wapakoneta Redskins, Friday at Franklin Monroe, Saturday home versus St. Mary's, noon start, and that'll be our last scheduled regular season game. We probably won't get any more in. Next Tuesday, tournament at Delphi St. John's, and if we win, we'll play on Thursday. So so we're in pretty good shape, and Indians, you know, the girls, let me grab their, see if I can find their bracket here. The girls won last night. I believe it was 6-1, something like that. 8-2, sorry, over Ridgemont, and they will now play Thursday, and that will be, I believe, at St. Henry. So, it might be here. I think that's here. I think I'm not 100% positive. So, but they will be playing Thursday. You can find all of that information on social media. So, again, Indians win 1-0. Bo Tin with a great game. His grandmother down there, Doris, is down there with a great big smile on her face, happy about that. And we're hoping that everybody can hang in there with us. And Indians have been playing very well last night and tonight. We're getting ready for the tournament, and we're going the right way, boys. This is really, really good. So for Dave Kalp, for Isaac Brinkerhoff, we thank you for listening, and tune in again Thursday when we have Wapakoneta here.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.